PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
We need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check. Go, girl! Huggy faces by her side, vocabulary a mile wide. She'll make sure that crime will pay and throw some mighty words your way. Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up! From the planet lexicon,
listen for the words legend and artichoke. It was a dark and windy night at the old Buttsford place.
Ooh, I want my blankie.
Bampi, tell us a scary story.
Ah!
It's just a popcorn, Dad.
Oh.
How about an exciting legend? Actually, Bob, a legend can be a thrilling made-up story.
Or a true one. Mine'll curl your socks. Now, grab your popcorn and gather around. According to the first settlers, this entire town was built on wild artichoke fields.
Oh, artichokes are an herb-like leafy plant that's eaten as a vegetable.
Oh, and they're delicious, except the ones beneath this ground are evil. Many years ago, I delivered dairy products door to door. I was a milkman, and I heard the artichoke legend and how the spirits of the artichokes had vowed to rise up, destroy our little city, and take back their land. I thought it was all hooey until the day it all came true.
This is not an appropriate story for bedtime.
Oh, sorry, kids.
Actually, I meant my bedtime. I scare easily.
Then what happened, Bampi?
Well, the town declared me a hero, and we boiled the heart of that pesky plant, dipped it in butter and ate it. It's predicted the angry artichokes will rise up again on the third day of the fourth month of the 60th year from my 20th birthday.
Whew, what a relief. I mean, that's like a jillion years from now.
No, actually. They'll be here tomorrow!
At noon!
Be under my bed if you need me, and don't forget to brush and floss! Good night!
If more come tomorrow, I'll fight them off again with, what did I fight them off with?
You never said.
Oh, well, it'll come to me. What's important is the victory party. Then it's artichokes and butter.
Becky, I think we have to assume that legend Bampi told us last night was just something he made up to scare me, us. Scare us. All of us.
Ah! It does seem pretty fantastical, Dad. And if it were anybody else, I wouldn't believe it. I mean, he did once defeat a giant robot using only a screwdriver.
Indeed he did.
I think for the moment we should keep this artichoke thing to ourselves.
Beware! Angry artichokes are coming! Beware! Angry artichokes are coming!
Well, so much for a quiet day.
Today! At noon!
Oh,
Bampi, we have to organize everyone. We must fly over the city, get everyone in the football stadium, and by banding together, restore peace in our town now and forever! Ow.
Sir, have you seen the chaos in the streets?
Oh, chaos! Yes, that word is like music to my ears.
Some old guy has been telling everyone the legend of an angry artichoke uprising and that the town is going to be under attack. They're gathering at the football field to ward off the artichokes.
Oh, that's rich. So, really, what's going on?
Attention, everyone. Please walk calmly to the football stadium. There we will choose...
Do you see the amazing opportunity? An Artie the Artichoke stuffed toy?
The even bigger opportunity is that everyone in town will be in one place, and we can mind control them and get them to hand us all their money.
I have an idea. Everyone in town will be in one place, and we can mind control them and get them to hand us all their money.
We're a team.
As the minutes ticked towards noon, everyone was getting into the spirit of teamwork.
Thanks, everyone, for coming.
Remember, I defeated them once, and I can do it again. I just have to remember how I did it. Don't worry. It'll all come back to me.
You'll be here at exactly noon. Let's synchronize our watches.
I have 11:57.
Correction, sir. It's 11:58.
No! It's 12:05! Oops! Sorry. Set it ahead so I could be the first to panic. Help! Artichokes are only popping up because they're in season. Just harmless vegetables.
No, they're not. Those are the spy artichokes.
Exactly. Bampi doesn't lie. If you recall, he once defeated a robot with a screwdriver.
Sir, it's just as we suspected. There aren't any crazy, evil artichokes. Just enough for popping up to make some tasty dip.
It's time to carry out my plan.
And, also...
I knew it! I knew it! Shame on you for doubting me,
Bampi, maybe we should stop pointing fingers and start fighting.
Yeah, good idea.
Get him!
Leslie, how do you work this thing?
Pull the lever to the right, sir. Your other right, sir.
Oh, no, mind control! Control means Mr. Big is behind that giant artichoke, taking advantage of everyone's fear. What can we do to defeat them? Yes, I know Bampi defeated another artichoke once, but it wasn't Mr. Big and Leslie, it was just an evil artichoke. And he ran to his milk truck and he found something. Wait, of course. Why didn't I think of this before? Huggy, hop on! We'll we'll defeat this giant artichoke and we'll do it exactly like Bampi. We just have to make one stop.
Sir, word girl on the horizon.
Hey, giant artichoke! Good thing it's such a sunny day, cause the best way to enjoy an artichoke is with delicious melted butter!
I knew it. We should have gone with Artie the artichoke.
Drove a milk truck full of butter and used it to single-handedly save the city. From what? We may never know. But by thinking like you and battling with butter, we definitely triumphed over an evil artichoke. So, on behalf of certain doubting townspeople, we're sorry we ever doubted you.
Thank you, Becky. I mean, word girl. That reminds me of another true legend about our town. The year was 1945. We were forced to do battle with maniacal lemon meringue pies. I was working at a carnival.
And so, let's remember to eat our vegetables so we can all live to be as old as Bampi, sharing artichokes and stories with... What was that? Okay. Tune in again next time for another exciting Legend of Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is flicker. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Take it away.
Flicker means to shine with a light that's always changing.
That's right. Nice work, Emily. You are today's...
One time I was home and the light started to flicker. I was sure it was because there was a ghost in the house.
A ghost? There was?
Well, then the lights went completely off. I couldn't see anything. It was really scary. And then I heard a sound.
What was it?
It was my cat. He'd been standing on a cord, which is why the lights flickered, then went out.
So there wasn't a ghost?
Nope.
And, what was the point of the story?
I didn't have one.
Okay, well, congratulations, Emily. You are today's winner. Huggy, show her what she's won. An official Word Girl hoverboard! Okay, that's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Listen for the words discombobulated and essential.
It's Saturday morning at the Botsfords, and there's magic in the air as Scoops and Becky have their final practice for today's talent show.
For my grand finale, I will make my talented assistant, Becky Botsford, disappear.
Thank you very much!
And... ta-da! Thanks for being my assistant at today's talent show, Becky.
Well, my pleasure, Scoops. I'm always happy... Scoops, I just forgot I have a quick errand to run. I'll meet you at the talent show, okay?
Oh, don't be late. You're essential to the performance.
Why, Word Girl, what a pleasant surprise. Allow me to introduce you to StatueBot, a robot that when I order it will destroy City Hall.
Well, I've got somewhere to be. Nice knowing you, Statue Bot. Hey! Okay, Toby, why do you want to destroy City Hall?
Destroy is such a gloomy word. I simply wanted to use the threat. You will recite these poems aloud at the talent show.
How do I love Toby? Let me count the ways? Ugh.
It's all about the delivery. Everyone trusts you. When Word Girl says Toby is amazing, they'll believe it. Judges will have no choice but to crown me victor.
And if we lose?
If we lose, it's bye-bye City Hall.
Ugh. Huggy, stay behind and try to find the statue's control panel. It's essential we find a way to stop it. When something is essential, it's very, very important. Something you need to do. You must find a way to stop the robot.
He's Tim Botsford.
And she's Sally Botsford. And this is the 33rd annual All-City Talent Show.
Memorize the poems yet? It's essential you know them all by heart.
Toby, I can't memorize with all this commotion, so I'm going to sneak off somewhere quiet to learn my lines.
Good. But don't skedaddle for too long, or else.
Becky, where have you been? I need you. We're up next. You know, without you as my assistant, I wouldn't be able to do my act. I would be completely, mixed up. All bumbling around, confused, kind of like right now.
I think the word you're looking for is discombobulated, and it means getting confused, surprised, or all mixed up.
Yes, discombobulated. That's how I was feeling before you showed up. I feel better now.
And now, without further ado,
it's magic time.
Here's some magic from Todd Scoopsman and his assistant, Becky!
People in the audience, prepare to be amazed.
Where did Word Girl run off to? I smell trickery.
And for my last trick, I'll make my assistant, Becky, disappear.
Wonderfully up until then.
Good timing, Word Girl.
Just memorizing my lines. All set for the big performance. Oh, no. I'll be right back, Toby.
We have to go on.
Sorry for the confusion, folks. I don't know where Becky went.
Looking for me?
What? I mean, and there she is! Ta-da! Intentional!
Thank you!
Wow, now that's a magic trick!
Becky, you were supposed to be in the box. How did you get all the way over there?
I don't know. I guess you must actually be magic.
Whoa.
And now for our next act.
Back at City Hall...
Priscilla's asleep.
Hello. Oh, yes, very good.
Here's Toby McAllister, who has written a collection of poems entitled Word Girl Thinks Toby is Amazing. Reading Toby's poems will be... Wait, really? She agreed to this? Ha! Word Girl!
Wow.
Number one.
I can't do this. It's ridiculous. Now, fine. How do I love Toby? Let me count the ways. One for his shimmering golden hair. Ugh.
If you love Toby that much, Word Girl, then we love him too!
Yeah, we'll take your word for it.
And in conclusion, poem number 37.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I really love Toby, and so...
Word Girl?
Should!
Finish it!
You! Woo!
It's all come down to this.
Here we go, and the winner is... Why do they make these envelopes so hard to open? Am I right? Ah, who's it gonna be? I'm handing it to my wife.
It's a tie! Scoops and Toby have the exact same score.
And the rules say when there's a tie, there'll be a talent showdown. Both Toby and Scoops will perform their talents on stage at the same time.
Lucky I've got my ace in the hole, Word Girl.
Oh, yeah? Well, I've got Becky on my side, so there.
You okay there?
I'm discombobulated because it's essential that I be in two places at the same time.
Isn't that impossible?
Trick. Okay. Now I really need my assistant. She's essential to this part.
Be right back.
There are 15 poems left.
Ha! Huh, Becky, there you are.
Where was I? Oh, yes. Poem number...
Vanish one more time and I'm pushing this button.
Abracadabra!
Oh, no, I'm too late.
Holy magical magic trick!
Whoa, I'm discombobulated. How did I do that?
That was incredible! Scoops wins the talent show!
You're chanting the wrong name! You should be chanting my name!
Theodore McAllister III!
There's my name, but with a decidedly negative tone. Oh, Mother. Ow, ow, ow! Mom!
Word Girl.
So, Word Girl has saved the day once again.
Easy there, Huggy. Don't get discombobulated.
But remember, it's essential you tune in for the next exciting episode of... Ta-da! Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I Have a Word!
Emily, you correctly defined the word flicker. Ready to play the bonus round?
Yes, I am, Mr. Handsome.
Fantastic. Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for flicker. okay, give it a shot, Emily.
I'm pretty sure it's number one. The torches on the wall appeared to be really flickering. That's what flames do. They look like they're getting brighter and darker, brighter and darker.
Got it, right. Okay, Emily, that's right, which means you're our bonus round winner. Show her what she's won, Huggy.
An official Word Girl non-hovering skateboard.
Ooh. Well, that's our show. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
My favorite word is cuddly. I like that word because I like to cuddle my mom and my dogs.
My favorite word is plethora because it rolls off your tongue and it doesn't sound what it means. I thought it meant it was a type of leather, but it actually means like of many, like a lot. It's fun to say. Plethora or plethora, plethora.
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what grimace means. That's right. Grimace is the kind of face you make when something hurts. Congratulations, Huggy. More Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKidsGo.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!